Oyster and Pearl from Amy Ray's 2014 solo country release, Goodnight Tender. I'm Glenn Richards, and this is Morning Edition on Florida's 89.1 WUFT FM. Joining me on the phone is Amy Ray. She and her band will be at High Dive in downtown Gainesville tonight, along with David Bazan and local artist Matthew Fowler. The show is part of Changeville 2017, Gainesville's Social Change Festival. 2 days of music, comedy, virtual reality, speaker panels, film, and more at multiple venues throughout downtown Gainesville, presented by the Frank Gathering, the College of Journalism and Communications, and WUFT. Details, along with the full schedule and ticket information, is available at changeville.us. Good morning, Amy. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
So, Goodnight Tender was your most recent album. Well, I guess you had a live album in between, but your last solo studio album, and it marked a departure from your Indigo Girls material and your previous solo albums, which always had a touch of folk and rock and Americana. But tell us about your decision to record a country album.
I've been working towards it for a while. I mean, when I was doing solo records, they were more in the kind of the punk rock family, but I would throw in, you know, like a song that had a country flavor or like a mountain kind of music song. And I was writing some country stuff, and I love traditional country. I find that it has a lot of, I find that it has a lot of populism in it, you know, in the most positive way of that word. You know, The Clash and Hank Williams kind of have this similar thing happening, you know, to me. So I've drawn to traditional country music, and I'm drawn, and I like Americana, too. So I've met a guitar player that I really liked working with, and I had been working on a few country songs for probably for 6 or 7 years, and then finally just started writing a lot of stuff in that vein and found the players that I wanted. And I think the catalyst was really just meeting the right people. You know, I'd wanted to make that record for a while and just didn't feel like I had the right material or the right players yet. So for me, it was that combination.
And I hear that you're going to be testing some new material
for
another new album.
Yeah, I mean, I love this band that I have right now. I think they're really great to play with, and we've toured quite a lot. This year we've opened Urge Desky Trucks off and on, and
I saw a clip
together
of you with her.
Yeah, and so we've got this kind of like musical conversation going on in some way that I feel like is really working, and we all love it. And so I'm writing. Yeah, I've got like 4 new songs. I've got 4 new ones that I think are ready to go out there. You know, and we've learned a couple. We're gonna learn a couple more next this. And this for this tour specifically, we're working on these 2 other ones, so we'll have 4 total throughout the tour, and they'll get more polished as we play.
Sure.
But I think the idea for us was like, okay, every few months we'll get together and play a handful of shows, and we'll add some more new music into it, and then by the time we record our record, we'll really have these songs kind of under our belt in a way, and it'll make the record go smoother. So that's kind of the goal. So we just get together every few months and play some shows. And Changeville was coming up and got in touch with me. And I just think it's such a cool festival. So I was like, you know, whatever I need to do to make it happen kind of feeling, you know?
Right.
So we got that, you know, kind of set up. And then we were like, let's play a few more shows around it. And it became a little mini tour. And it's going to be really fun. I mean, I'm excited about it. And I don't get to play down in Florida that much with this material. And I really love Gainesville. There's such a, like, an activist history there that I've always been intrigued by, and I've always, like, I'm a big Against Me fan, you know?
Yeah.
So there's these things about Gainesville that I've always loved, and all my friends in punk bands used to always go down there and play, like, these little garage shows, so I've always been, like, fascinated by the scene down there, you know? And so this is cool for me. It's, like, a chance to get down there and play as part of a bigger thing so that I can have, like, a context to kind of exist in, you know?
Yeah, well, Gainesville is quite a interesting place. Are you familiar with Marty Gerard's book, the Music Everywhere book that he wrote? Marty Gerard from the Motels wrote a book about Gainesville history.
I haven't read that yet, and I need to read that one.
It's cool.
For sure.
And then Matt Walker wrote a book about the Gainesville punk scene from the 80s and the 90s. Two really neat companion books.
Yeah. I read just generally Florida history is always awesome to me. I don't know if you read Finding Florida. It's not about the music scene, just on another total tangent. It's about it's a great history book about Florida. It's like the people's history of the United States, but about Florida.
Okay.
It's an amazing book. It is an amazing book. It's by T.D. Allman. No relation to Allman Brothers, but he's a journalist, and it blew my mind. Just the history. It's just an amazing book.
Well, speaking, you mentioned the Allmans. I want to ask you about your song, Dwayne Allman. Tell us about that.
Yeah. It just arose out of this conversation. I have no idea why, with this friend of mine at a bar. She was well into her cups and was in like the maudlin stage and kind of talking about all the things missing from her life. And I don't know why, but I started, and she was from South Georgia, and I started drawing all these parallels between her family history and kind of, and Dwayne and how he died. And kind of, I was a big Dwayne Allman fan when I was young. I mean, I was a big Allman Brothers fan. And from a very early age, like, you know, like second grade kind of thing, my sister used to play their records, and I just was in love with them. And I guess when the discovery of like the mortality of musicians was like Dwayne was like one of those discoveries for me, because I think I didn't even realize when he died until after he had died, you know, when I was a little bit older and like fifth, sixth grade and able to understand that people die. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
People die and all that. And Dwayne was one of the ones that really hit me, actually. So I just related that to the song, to what she was talking about, and it became a song about Dwayne and about sort of addiction, and not about Dwayne's addiction, but about the addiction, all of our addictions, and the feeling that you're missing something all the time and you're always trying to make up for that, you know? And I was picturing, like, the Dwayne and the hole that he left in everyone's life when he wasn't around anymore, you know, and just made it a song, you know.